This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And you remember the slogan, follow the science, not the politics. Okay, it's a slogan the Democrats have used and used and used, particularly concerning not just the coronavirus, but concerning climate change in particular and a host of other issues. Now, that slogan is deployed by Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor, in a very effective blast at the teachers' unions and the need to reopen schools. There is more debate about COVID relief when you hear about some of the details of what is actually in the Joe Biden package, which needs to be stricken from the Joe Biden package. I mean, one of the things that people hear a lot about is the very threatening policy to a lot of small businesses of a rise in the national minimum wage and rising from $7.25 an hour, which most people agree is probably too low, but rising within 5 years, actually within 4 years, rising to $15 an hour. That's a killer. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also talk about an attempt to warp our elections in the wrong direction, led by Democrat Harry Reid. You may remember the former Senate Majority Leader. Okay, first off, the Chris Christie blast. No, not the one at Ted Cruz, though he has one at Ted Cruz. Christie and Ted Cruz, who ran against each other for president, you may remember. They were both candidates for the nomination that Donald Trump won in 2016. And during that campaign, Ted Cruz made a nasty crack about Chris Christie because Chris Christie, when there was a government shutdown, briefly, in New Jersey, he went out to the beach, and he made the mistake of having a photograph taken of himself and his family on the beach. By the way, the tip to Governor Christie, in the future, you should always hold the camera. It should be aimed at your very nice family. Should not be aimed at you on the beach. Chris Christie on the beach is not, it's not an appetizing prospect. And, however, He now is hit back at Ted Cruz because of a social media gone viral meme that actually shows Ted Cruz with one of his pictures from Cancun posed there on the beach next to Chris Christie, and they both do look like beached sea mammals. And in any event, that's not what Governor Christie wants you to think about. What he wants you to think about is this, that America's public schools have been mostly closed to in-person learning for a year. Those that have opened are proving themselves to be relatively safe. In an article published January 26 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, three researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in other words, the feds, found, quote, little evidence that schools have contributed meaningfully to increased community transmission of the coronavirus, unquote. Data from reopened classrooms don't show the rapid spread that has been observed in congregate living facilities and high-density work sites. The CDC researchers looked at more than 90,000 students, a lot, in 11 North Carolina districts and found that only 32 students and staff members were infected in school. In the same period of those 90,000 students, 773 got infected outside of school. On January 26th, the science was made clear. Schools can reopen with appropriate safeguards. Then the teachers' unions got involved and the CDC changed its tune. Unions in California, the former governor writes, former governor of New Jersey, of course, are demanding shots before returning to work, and some say they may not return even after vaccination. How do we square that with the hundreds of thousands of essential workers who have continued to work through the pandemic despite the dangers? Again, adults are placing their own interests ahead of the interests of the children. It's the unions and their leaders who are doing this, not the rank-and-file teachers' union members. Numerous courageous teachers have spoken out against the union position. Schools have reopened in Europe, in Israel, and in some U.S. states, both red and blue, without any major outbreaks caused by in-school transmission. The CDC is being used as a political tool, flip-flopping on the science under pressure from the national unions and their Biden administration allies. The unions pack a lot of financial muscle. I still have the bruises from my battles with them. He's talking about when he was governor. But President Biden promised Americans an end to these games. This betrayal of our children and their families must end. The long-term mental health effects and educational deficits created by continuing this policy will be devastating. It's time to put our children's interests first in this pandemic. Look, it's a strong piece, and it's entirely appropriate. And again, right now, it would make so much more difference than spending all of this wasted money. And some of it is clearly wasted money that has nothing to do with the pandemic. It would be so much more meaningful to open the schools. And one of the things that the Wall Street Journal has that I think is a terrific breakdown in their lead editorial today, they talk about the non-COVID spending blowout, subhead, most of the $1.9 trillion House bill has little to do with a virus. Here's a breakdown. And there's $39 billion in the bill for child care. There's $30 billion for public transit agencies. $19 billion in rental assistance. $10 billion in mortgage help. $4.5 billion for the low-income home energy assistance program. $3.5 billion for the program formerly known as food stamps. What does food stamps have to do with any of this? $1 billion for Head Start, $1.5 billion for Amtrak. Oh, please. Is that because Joe Biden was famous for riding Amtrak? $50 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, $4 billion to pay off loans of socially disadvantaged, in quotes, farmers and ranchers, and nearly $1 billion in world food assistance. Now, all of these things may be worthwhile, but don't cram them into a bill like this. What they calculate, and I think it's very convincing and their numbers are solid, is all told the most generous definition of COVID-related provisions, and that even includes that $1,400 that's going to be sent out to every American individual. As COVID assistance, it comes to at most $825 billion. The rest of the bill, more than $1 trillion, is a combination of bailouts for Democratic constituencies, expansions of progressive programs, pork, and unrelated policy changes. For instance, that rise in the minimum wage. Now, Joe Manchin has said he's not going to vote for it. So unless some Republican abandons every Republican principle and votes for a federal increase of the minimum wage as part of this bill where it doesn't belong, that seems to me to be a very, very clear vote and a very real challenge to the Biden administration. So how are they responding on COVID relief? We'll play you what Chuck Schumer has to say and much more, and the idea of rearranging the primary calendar for next time. Why is it a bad idea? Explain all coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to get to a story that shows the fundamental lie behind the 1619 Project and some of the actually inspiring truth about the actual history of this great country. We will get to that. Right now, history is being made with this gigantic attempt at a COVID spending blowout, as the Wall Street Journal puts it. They write, this being Congress, members are slipping in pet causes. Our favorite, this is the Wall Street Journal again, is $1.5 million for the Seaway International Bridge, which connects New York to Canada, and is a priority for New York Senator Chuck Schumer. Okay, maybe it's a beautiful bridge, but $1.5 million of federal money, how does that help COVID relief efforts? Answer, it doesn't. And don't overlook the nearly $500 million for, as the CBO puts it, that's Congressional Budget Office, grants to fund activities related to the arts, humanities, libraries, and museums, and Native American language preservation. Native American language preservation could be a very worthwhile cause, and the new Secretary of Interior, who is the first Native American, Deb Haaland, to be appointed to head the Department of Interior, which runs the Bureau of Indian Affairs, that's fine. But what does preserving Native American languages have to do with COVID relief? The Journal writes, no wonder Democrats want to pass all this on a partisan vote. It's a progressive blowout for the ages that does little for the economy, but will finance Democratic interest groups for years. Please don't call it COVID relief. This is what Chuck Schumer, this is clip nine, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, thank you, Georgia, has to say on COVID relief. Listen.
This week, the House is marking up the $1.9 trillion COVID bill. Then the Senate will. The bills are very similar. I hope it will get some Republican support. But if it doesn't, as Democrats, we have to pass it anyway with all 50 votes. It's vital to the future of our city, our state, our country.
Okay, and it is vital to the future of our country that Joe Manchin stick to his guns, and if they do include, for instance, that $15 minimum wage, say no. Just say no, Joe. The education funding in the bill should be related to the reopening of schools, of course, as we were just talking about the piece from Chris Christie. And the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, was on ABC talking about the education funding in the COVID relief bill. Listen, this is clip six.
Does the president support the idea of making that funding in the American Rescue Plan contingent on schools reopening? So a requirement, you receive funding, you bring students back.
That's not a contingency that we're putting in, that we're recommending to go in the bill or in legislation, John. I think what he believes is that school districts, working with our Secretary of Education, who we certainly hope will be confirmed this week, need to make a determination about what works best for them based on these CDC guidelines.
So basically dodging the question. In other words, we'll send you money based on some kind of internal negotiations rather than based on the idea that the schools should get money to help finance reopening and to send money to schools that continue to remain closed to in-person learning. It's deeply dubious. By the way, all of this is building up to that recall election in California. I do think that Governor Newsom is going to be in serious trouble on this issue. And speaking of California, one of the prominent California Democrats, Ro Khanna of the 17th District, was talking about the 1.4 million jobs that the Congressional Budget Office says will be eliminated if they go ahead and raise the federal minimum wage. And listen to his response. This is clip 10.
How does this, in your view, affect mom-and-pop businesses who are just struggling to keep their doors open, keep workers on the payroll right now?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it by paying people low wages. We don't want low-wage businesses. I think most successful small businesses can pay a fair wage. If you look at the minimum wage, it increased with worker productivity until 1968, and that relationship was severed. If workers were actually getting paid for the value they were creating, it would be up to $23. So I love small businesses. I'm all for it. But I don't want small businesses that are underpaying employees. It's fair for people to be making what they're producing, and I think $15 is very reasonable in this country.
Okay, he doesn't want small businesses that he believes are underpaying employees. Who gets to determine what a given employee? This is one of the worst things about the Democratic ideology. And as corresponding with a friend of mine who has written a great deal, Phil Howard, about the problems of regulation. We're going to have him on the show again soon. And part of the idea of regulation is it takes away freedom to choose. And the idea that you want someone in Washington, D.C. determining that it's worthwhile to hire extra work at a certain level, but at a certain other level that might be a little bit lower, might be a little bit more commensurate with what your business can actually afford while maintaining its profitability. Nobody wants to starve your workers or harm them. And the idea that you need this all to be done by Washington, D.C. is disastrous. The journal writes that, don't forget the $15 an hour minimum wage. CBO estimates it'll cost 1.4 million jobs. The bill increases the child tax credit to $3,000 from $2,000. That's going to cost $99 billion. And temporarily expands the earned income tax credit to certain additional childless adults. That's $25 billion. It eliminates the cap on the rebate that drug makers must pay Medicaid for outpatient drugs. This is a rare provision that increases federal revenue, $16 billion, though only by undermining pharmaceutical innovation. And basically legislating this way, if this is an emergency, why not focus on the stuff that really does have impact? And okay, they're going to include another round of checks for everybody. That's very popular. That's why the bill is so popular. But this other $1 trillion, watch out. When we come back, the true hidden story of some goodness in the midst of evil right here in the USA. We'll tell you about it coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two of the biggest remaining American tire companies are joining forces. Goodyear Tire and Rubber is acquiring Cooper in a deal with an equity value of $2.8 billion that will combine the two century-old Ohio manufacturers. The deal also bringing an array of tire brands together under one roof, including Goodyear's Dunlap and Kelly brands and Cooper's Mastercraft and Mickey Thompson brands. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says the process of catching up on vaccine distributions should be finished by midweek.
Delivering doses to administration sites is, as we know, only the first step. Sites around the country have a significant job ahead of them to quickly vaccinate the public.
Vaccine deliveries were slowed by bad weather in many parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Relief Factor. It's healthy. It's good for you. It's natural. There's no drugs, nothing addictive, nothing chemical about it. Just good stuff that can actually help your aches and your pains and your stiffness and your soreness, and can actually help measurably, a way that you can feel. That's why 70% of the people who get the quick start get more of the stuff. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can read all about it, the scientific details, and get a quick start for the first 3 weeks at just 95 cents a day. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain with Relief Factor at michaelmedved.com. Speaking of Relief Factor, this is pretty cool. In 2020, Walmart filled 7 times more online orders than in 2019. 700%? Wow. But it's projecting, that's mostly curbside pickup. But it's projecting slower growth this year. So the stock dipped after last week's earnings. What didn't dip? Wages. Walmart is raising wages for 425,000 workers. It's a tremendous amount of people. So almost as many. It's interesting. We now just passed 500,000 who've died of COVID. 425,000 Walmart workers are going to be getting a serious salary increase, bumping the employee average up a full dollar from $14 an hour to $15 an hour. It's keeping its starting wage at $11 an hour. Walmart is America's largest private employer, with the raises. About half of its 1.5 million U.S. workers will be earning $15 an hour or much more. A congressional study found that a $15 minimum wage would actually cost more jobs than the number of people it would, quote, lift out of poverty. This month, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon met with Biden, and McMillon supports raising the federal minimum wage, but not all the way to $15 an hour. Instead, he raised wages at his own company up to that level. Amazon, who's Walmart's biggest rival, of course, raised its U.S. starting wage to $15 an hour 3 years ago. It's lobbied Congress for a $15 federal minimum. Of course, it hurts the competition. Target made $15 its starting wage for all workers in 2020. Why isn't Walmart doing the same? Well, who knows? They will, perhaps. But the market works, and that's an indication. I mentioned this story that I think counteracts all of the nonsense you hear about what a terrible nation America is. I have always been fascinated by the draft riots. The draft riots, if you ever saw Gangs of New York, that Martin Scorsese film, got an Oscar-nominated performance from Daniel Day-Lewis as Bill the Butcher. The film ends with a dramatization of the draft riots, which, if anything, understates the horror. The draft riots are the worst riots in all of American history. I mean, immeasurably worse and more deadly. Most historians think more than 1,000 people were murdered, and savagely. Some of them burned alive. It's a horrible thing. And there's a piece, and it's a brilliant piece, by a historian named Elizabeth Mitchell, writing in the New York Times. She says a mob murdered 23-year-old Abraham Franklin. He was a freed black man in New York City in 1863. They murdered him at 27th Street and 7th Avenue. He had hurried to visit his mother to pray by her side for her protection from the riot when the rioters began raging from downtown to uptown. Just as he finished his prayers, they crashed through the door, beat him, and then hanged him as his mother looked on. Then they mutilated his body in front of her. During the riots in July 1863, the mob also came upon Peter Houston, a 63-year-old widowed war veteran and a member of the Mohawk tribe. They thought he was black, so they brutally attacked him on Roosevelt and Oak Street near the East River. He died of his injuries, leaving his 8-year-old daughter an orphan. Another victim, William Jones, was so disfigured, whether from the mob's mutilation or just from the decay his body endured, waiting for observers to gain the courage to investigate his identity, that he could be identified only by the loaf of bread under his arm. He had gone out to fetch the staple for his wife, never returned. One woman testified that the mob broke through the doors of her son's house on East 28th Street in Manhattan, where she was visiting. They used pickaxes to break through. The thugs then threw her baby out the window to its death. They chipped through the water pipes so the people hiding in the basement of the building would be drowned. They struck her son over the head with a crowbar, and he died in the hospital 2 days later. They also burned down and tore apart and ripped up trees in the largest black orphanage in the city. But there's a related Torah story to tell, writes historian Elizabeth Mitchell. The reason we know about the brutality of these events is a booklet, Report of the Merchants Committee for the Relief of Colored People Suffering from the Riots in the City of New York. It was published within months of the draft riots. She says, I've drawn many of the descriptions here from that booklet. Importantly, the clerks of the Merchants Committee recorded the testimony of many of the people who had lost loved ones to the murderous gangs, creating a clear record of many of the atrocities committed. Immediately after the riots, the white merchants of New York combined forces to raise money to care for the injured, to repair property, and support the legal and employment needs of the terrorized black people. Of course, nothing could make up for the lives lost and the pain and the suffering suffered on those who were attacked. But the shopkeepers quickly raised over $40,000, which equals about $825,000 in today's money. Their fundraising effort was notable because it focused on preserving and honoring the dignity of the people the Merchant Committee report described as sufferers. Quote, we have not come together to devise means for their relief because they are colored people, wrote Jonathan Sturgis, treasurer of the group, but because they are as a class persecuted and in distress at the present moment. J.D. McKenna, the chairman of the group, noted that the murderers and pillagers sought to destroy a race, but the shopkeepers didn't waste their time focusing on who perpetrated each of the evil deeds. The report made clear that the murderers were bad men. The group moved on to what they could do to rectify the inhumanity. There's much, much more about the good that these shopkeepers, these merchants did. You want to talk about small business being the heart and soul of America? And this is at a time when the country did have a racist heritage, where there were a total of 14 states in the country, 11 of which had left the Union, but three other states that where slavery was still an institution. And here you have these good-hearted people trying to do something undeniably good. They say that black ministers and laymen wrote a note to the merchants about what it all meant. You do not hesitate to come forward in our relief and the threatened destruction of your own lives and property. You obeyed the noblest dictates of the human heart, and by your generous moral courage, you rolled back the tide of violence that had well nigh swept us away. That's the heart of America. That's our heritage. And yes, it overcomes the darkness. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rosamund Pike is amazingly effective as a loathsome villainess who might be seen by some as a tough-as-nails action heroine. She gets rich by using legal maneuvers to take over the lives of the incapacitated elderly in the crime drama and very dark comedy I Care a Lot, now streaming on Netflix.
The court has ruled that you require assistance in taking care of yourself.
I'm fine.
I'm afraid it's not up to you to decide.
Well, everything goes in her direction until she messes with a tough old lady played by Diane Wiest, who's closely associated with crime boss Peter Dinklage. None of the plot twists is even vaguely plausible, but Rosamund Pike is so irresistibly watchable and charismatic that you may want to accept some of the film's R-rated, ultra-violent, even sadistic absurdities. 2.5 stars for I Care a Lot. You may not come to care about these characters, but you'll probably remember them. It's one of those movies, even at its most brutal, and there are plenty of brutal elements, it's difficult to look away. Rosamund Pike is one of the truly outstanding actresses out there. This is probably not going to be any kind of film adaptation, but It seems to me that it does have its cinematic elements. There's a story out of North Carolina, Goldsboro, involving a 73-year-old who was shot when two teenage intruders came into her home. And the way it was covered by the local media station called WRAL sounded like this.
Police tell us two masked suspects forced their way into Ellis's home and demanded money.
Why would somebody come in her house and do these?
Family members tell us when they told the robbers they didn't have any cash, Ellis was shot in the leg. Ellis's grandson was home at the time. They tell us he grabbed a gun and started shooting at the intruders in self-defense. The suspects ran away.
But I knew God was on our side.
Police tell us they found one of the intruders, 19-year-old Khalil Herring, down the road, suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital and died of his injuries. As for Ellis, she remains in the hospital.
She knows she's stable, but she's, you know, in pain.
Coley tells us the 12-year-old is doing okay and that they're all just trying to get through this together as a family.
We're emotional about it. She's been here for so many years. Who would have thought somebody would come in here and do that?
Police tell us they do not expect to file criminal charges against the 12-year-old.
Okay, every once in a while, and it's not every once in a while, it's actually far more common than most Americans recognize. Guns are used for good, for protecting life, not just for taking it. And one of the things that's interesting, the victim family in this situation is black. And what is, I think, a terrible reflection of one of the problems that we have in this country right now is that if it had been the other way, where the victim family was white and the perpetrators were black, would there be all kinds of questions and a different perspective? Yeah, and I know this illustrates exactly what they're pushing on the Cartoon Network, that color matters. Yeah, color matters. Really, it shouldn't. Certainly not in the way that would be reflected in this particular story. Speaking of a story, there's another kind of crime, and this is out of the Seattle Times, and but it's a report on Florida, right? The coronavirus vaccine is so coveted in Florida that two women went to extremes last week to get inoculated. What did they do? They dressed up like grannies. The women, both younger than 45, wore bonnets, gloves, and glasses to disguise themselves as older than 65. That is the age cutoff to be prioritized to get the coronavirus vaccine in Florida. The this was in Orlando, home of the Magic Kingdom, of course. Last month, authorities identified a wealthy Canadian couple who had posed as locals in a remote indigenous community to take doses meant for elders. The Florida women's costumes may have succeeded before. Both had the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention card, indicating they had their first dose. They don't know, the officials, how they had been previously vaccinated, but last week, the workers at the site at the Orange County Convention Center caught on. Once the staff at the site noticed the discrepancy with their birthdays listed on their driver's licenses, the women, who were 34 and 44, dressed up like grannies, were referred to deputies who issued trespass warnings against them. The women did not immediately respond to requests for comment. They did not get their second shot. They also, if they have a trespass complaint against them, is there some penalty for some of this? You understand, and certainly now it's easy for me because given the fact that I am of the appropriate age group, I have gotten my second injection, my wife has gotten her second injection, we all should be able to get it. But to defraud people, it's not just breaking the law or breaking a governmental rule. It's assaulting basic decency. And speaking of assaulting basic decency, there's this story, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about it. Harry Reid, who was the former Senate Majority Leader and longtime Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat from Nevada, is making the case for his state, which is now in control of Democrats. And again, it was one of those states that Hillary carried very narrowly. Biden carried the state narrowly. it's increasingly a Democratic state, but really should be its swing state in presidential elections. But Nevada is trying to move to the front of the line ahead of Iowa, ahead of New Hampshire for 2024. And part of the argument is that Nevada is a more diverse state. There is a large and growing Asian population. There is a very large, much more than the national average, Hispanic population. But see, aside from that, there is a real problem here, because under state law in New Hampshire, if any other state has a primary election, New Hampshire moves ahead of that. And the way they got people to agree to changing the date in Nevada is they had caucuses before, but the caucuses are a mess. Caucuses really don't work, and they really are very difficult for getting the results from. You remember the Democratic caucuses last time? What a disaster that was in Iowa, and we still don't know whether Pete Buttigieg really won or Bernie Sanders really won. In any event, the point about all of this is that they are planning to change from caucuses to primaries. Now, that's a good thing, because primaries are much easier to supervise, to actually conduct, and to run. But if they do a primary and they go ahead of New Hampshire, then New Hampshire, by law, has to go ahead of them. And we're talking about potentially moving the early stages of the election to December of 2023? Really? This is nutty. And look, extending the election is not a good thing. We have too much of an election industry as it is. Right now they're in the middle of their fourth election in 2 years in Israel. But at least those elections are brief. They're a couple of weeks. And our election's now going on for more than a year, and going even earlier with the primaries. That's not good for the country. I'll tell you one thing that may be good for the country is the ultimate proof that movies influence real-life behavior. Where do you find it? From chess.com. Guess what has provoked 22 million new users? Well, it's something that many of you have watched. Maybe you've been influenced by. But be influenced by love, devotion, and support for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.